that whosoever shall say unto what? This mountain, be thou removed, and shall not do what? Doubt in his heart. You know why? You know why you don't doubt in your heart? Because faith is it. Faith comes from the heart.
Amen.
If you got doubt in your heart, you got the wrong thing in there. Because faith works in the heart and not the head. I'm going to say it again. You can know stuff in your head. You can remember it perfectly well. And you can quote it just a snap of your finger. But if it's coming out of your head, it won't do a thing for you. Sound good to the people that's listening to you? Sound good to the people you have around you? But if it's coming out of your head, it won't do you one bit of good. You might as well say, twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder where you are. It would do you more good to say that than to say something, quote the scripture, and it's coming out of your head. Did I communicate with you? Because faith, say this with me, faith is of the heart.
Jesus
came into my heart.
God
gave me a
measure
of his faith.
And he put it
in my heart.
Faith
is of the heart.
The heart
is what I believe God with.
Not with the head.
Not with the feeling.
Nothing else.
But the heart.
And my heart.
Do.
Can.
Will.
Shall.
Receive.
The word of God.
It's not strange to my heart.
It is what my heart
desires.
It's
what faith is what makes faith work.
In my heart.
The word of God.
Must be there.
First.
Sure.
Steadfast.
To the place.
Where I will not change.
And I will not be moved.
By my feeling.
Other people's opinion.
The circumstance I'm looking at.
The pressure that may be coming
against me.
Because the word of God
is first,
foremost,
everlasting,
unchangeable,
eternal,
and can't be changed,
and it can't lie.
Hallelujah.
So Jesus said,
now
let me have it.
Go ahead, preacher.
So Jesus said that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, what is your mountain? Or you may have more than one mountain. What are your mountains? Whosoever, he singled it out, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed. Do what? Be thou removed. Are y'all getting this?
Yes.
Be thou removed and be what? Cast into the sea. Why are you cast into the sea? Because you're not going there looking for it. When you cast something in something like the sea or the ocean, you ain't going there looking for it. Be thou cast into the sea. Now watch it. And shall not
do what?
Doubt where? But shall do what?
Believe.
Listen what he's saying, so listen what you're supposed to be doing. Because you
remember
the man said to Jesus, if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. That's what he said. Didn't he? Well, Jesus is going to help us. And shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things, but shall believe that those things which he saith, say this with me, I believe, those things which I say will come to pass. So what have you been saying? But shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have what? Now, how much of that is true? Now, why do we will wait to get somebody to prophesy to us something that may be true or may not be true and won't even accept that? Somebody come up out the side somewhere and prophesy to us, the Lord told me to tell you. And we go, woohoo. That may be true and it may not. But I guarantee you, this is true.
Amen.
I guarantee you that this is true. But we wait for somebody to come prophesy to us for we act. Some of us, not everybody. And this would have gotten the body of Christ twisted. You know, that's what Satan does. He twists the truth and gets you to take something that's twisted. Jamel and Jabray and Jai were helping me yesterday put this stand together. And I looked at the picture wrong and I saw the instruction and I saw how it went together. But I looked at it wrong. Well, so when we got it together, it wouldn't fit. So I got my wrench, because I can make stuff work. I got my wrench and stuff, and I twisted it and made it go in there. And we got it together, and Jamel looked at it. He said, Paul, that ain't the way it's supposed to go. That thing was standing up like that, and it's supposed to be laying out like that. And I looked, I said, you're right. I just put it down and left it. My whole point in telling this, I twisted and made it work, but it wasn't right. That's what Satan, that's what he does to a lot of people. He twists the truth and make it fit your situation. You find out it ain't working. So we had to go back out there. When I settled down, got me a little rest, and got me. Went back out there and took that thing apart. And the part we twisted, I got my wrench and twisted back like it's supposed to be. And it fit right in there. We took it up there and put it on the thing. I'm about to teach y'all some things today. Amen. If y'all got time to listen.
Yes, sir.